seemed like more about maybe graduating from school and the school part of it than being drafted.
Is that right? Not really. I think it probably sounded like that, but I think just the accomplishment of being drafted, but also like I said, the fact that I haven't graduated just yet. I have a semester left at the University of Notre Dame, but the fact that I will be the first one to graduate from my family, I think that's where the emotion came from. That I've accomplished something this big, and the fact that no one in my family has graduated even from high school. Like I said, I mean, everybody dropped out of high school, so to come from the circumstances I came from, I lived in the projects that same story everybody talked about, not having a father, all this other stuff. So to come from that circumstances where there wasn't much around me as far as education I can go to, okay, how do I be successful? I had love, I had the support from my mom, my grandfather, but I couldn't look at them like, okay, they're a success story. So for me to accomplish the NFL, that's where that emotion came from. Like, okay, we really made it. This is crazy.
What's your degree gonna be?
Marketing. Yep.
Yeah, I know you're trying to get this done here now.
Yeah.
Man,
whenever convenient. But like I said, rookie year, I mean, it's not going to be this rookie year just because how hectic it is. You know, I want to get the playbook down. I want to be able to try to earn a spot here at the Chiefs. And I want to be a great rookie. So I said that's the main thing for me right now is to worry about football. Like I said, eventually when I said the time is right, like I said, I'll try to go back and get my degree. But right now it's all football for me.
When you were suspended at Notre Dame, did you think that was it, that maybe this dream was over for you?
I mean, initially it ran through my mind like, man, what can happen? Like, am I going to play football again? It wasn't like I can't make the NFL. It was really about will I be able to play at Notre Dame again? That was a football thing. I figured I was talented enough even if I left after, like I said, after I was suspended. I feel like I would have done well enough at the combine or put up the numbers that people would, I think I would have drafted or even made some type of team. So it wasn't really an NFL thing. It was just, will I be able to play at Notre Dame again? That's where I was kind of skeptical. Like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go back to ND and play football. I might have to go to an FCS if I can't go back to ND. I might have to wait out another year then go to another Division I school. That was the worry for football. Oh, man, that was a busy time for me. I went back home and I worked in real estate. I was working 12 or 14 hours a week. I was going to school full time at a smaller community college, and I was still training 6 days a week. Yep, Seattle area, yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine. Yeah, I went back home in the Seattle area. Like I said, trained 6 days a week, went to, got a job in real estate, and was still going to school full time. It was a lot of process as far as just talking to all the advisors, deans, making sure, like I said, reinstatement letters, going over, like I said, constant paperwork, personal statement, all that kind of stuff. Just like I said, just really showing that I'm dedicated to it, I want to come back. Like I said, but showing, like I said, doing the real estate, going to school, because going to school helped me out as far as getting reinstated with the NCAA as well, because I didn't have. They call it like that. I think it was a 9-hour rule you have to take as far as being reinstated for the following year. I had those already accomplished because I was suspended for one semester, but during that semester, I was able to take 18 credit hours that came back to Notre Dame.
So what have you learned from that experience that's made you the man that you are now?
Man, it's just you got to do the right thing all the time, not some of the time. I think that's what it was for me. It's just, like I said, you don't want to get, like, just like at the Chiefs, you want to do the right thing all the time when nobody's watching, not when the camera's on you. Right? I got to do the right thing all the time. And he said, for me, I never been through something so tough. Like I said, football and school was something I've always excelled at. I mean, I graduated high school at 3.7. I've always been at the top of my game in football. So the fact that those two things were gone, it put me through a tough time and challenging time. You guys know, people know me as this charismatic energy guy. It's like, now during that time, are you still that same person? Can we still look? Is it a mistake or is it a character issue? So that was one thing I wanted to show everybody. Like, yeah, I made a mistake, but I'm still this charismatic. I'm still this hardworking, ambitious kid that's going to make it through tough, good, or anything. I'm still going to be this person, and I'm not going to change. So I think... Go ahead.
What was it like to put on the jersey
and
run out on the NFL field?
Man, I smile with joy because when I put it on, it's like I literally ran out here and looked at all the coaches in red. And it's like, this is crazy. This is not Notre Dame no more. Like, I looked around, like, I'm playing in the NFL. This is weird on the college field. So it was cool, man. I think today when we put the helmet on, they feel even better. Like, they really compete with these guys. So I can't wait for the afternoon.
A minute ago, you said you made a mistake.
Yeah. I just put myself in a tough situation. Like I said, I followed a different crowd of individuals where I just, like I said, plagiarized some answers instead of during high school. Like I said, what got me there? I did all my work, worked hard, but this time I didn't cite the person who helped me correctly, and I just got lazy. And I was like, man, I got the help and just took credit for somebody else's work instead of me working for like I did before. I took that mistake, got lazy, obviously, got overwhelmed. School's hard, you know, all this football stressful. I got overwhelmed. Like I said, I let my laziness get to me at that point. So, like I said, when I went back to Notre Dame, did it the right way my senior year. Like I said, that's why there was no issues there. Like I said, it brought me back to reality. Like, okay, you got to get back to where you work. Everything you got today, the reason why I'm in the NFL right now, I worked to get here. So now I got to keep doing that. The last time I didn't work, the last time I took it easy, I got suspended. So that's what it kind of reassured me. Like, okay, yeah, if you want to be great, if you want like all the aspirations that I want, obviously Pro Bowl, all those, you got to work for that. Like, you can't just take the easy way out. Like, you got to put that extra work in that somebody might not. You can't just sit on, okay, it's going to just come to me. It's not going to come if you don't work. So I think that's what really that I learned throughout that process.
You seem like a last one guy. You seem like a pretty perceptive guy. I'm curious, how have you guys welcomed Tyreek into this thing? I'm sure you've heard about the background there.
That's not a situation I like to talk about. Like I said, because I don't know anything about it. So that's just, man, I'm sticking to myself, man. I don't know much about that situation, man.
Anything else? All right, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys, man.